Welcome to She's a 10 times 5.
You got it. That's the big 5-0.
Listen along as we try to figure out our what's next as we venture into this new age of reinvention.
Through relatable topics, real life stories, and inspiring guests, join us on our journey of growth and laughter. Hey, I'm Lori, former Army Airborne Captain, but don't let that fool you. I'm the loose cannon.
And I'm Lisa, a girl's girl who loves sugar, but watch out for that spice.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to She's a 10. You just looked at me really funny.
I know. I've had a lot of candy.
Yes, you have. We just got back from lunch. We're ready for our afternoon session, and I'm excited because we have a return guest and back by popular demand guest.
Yeah, so one of our most requested and favorite episodes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Learned a lot that day. And if you want to learn a lot, you got to check out Dr. Hoppy's episode 9, I believe it is. And it's a great episode. Okay, but we have her back today. How are you, by the way?
I'm great. Any better, it wouldn't be legal.
Oh.
And I mean that.
Okay.
They'd have to come arrest me. And I hope they're cute.
Oh, God.
Are those handcuffs?
She is on fire today.
I am.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you something? You know what it is? I'm obsessed with a song.
You are?
That Elton John
Dua Lipa,
little jam. Yeah. Cold Heart.
Uh-huh. It's a good one. It's a good throwback.
It's a great throwback. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. Yeah. It will make your toes tap.
Yeah.
Elton okay, John. Should we get down to business?
Let's get down to business. Okay. Yes. So today, our guest is Dr. Hoppy, Dr. Diana Hoppy. Why don't you tell us about her?
Well, I get the pleasure of introducing our, yes, don't bat your eyes at me. Okay, Dr. Hoppy is a breast cancer survivor.
First and foremost, I always open with that.
Yeah, because that is, board certified OBGYN, specializing in gynecology and total wellness for women and teens. She has helped women in the menopause phase of their lives for over 25 years. So she might know a thing or two.
Or 10.
Or 20. Named one of San Diego's top doctors in OBGYN, Dr. Hoppy is a highly respected clinical researcher and popular public speaker, and she's published
a few books.
Yeah, an award-winning book, which we have read,
mm-hmm.
Healthy Sex Drive, Healthy You, What Your Libido Reveals About Your Life.
And it is very on point.
It is very good. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Dr. Hoppy is the founder of AmazingOver40.com, the first physician-led online health, wellness, and educational resource to help women be amazing over 40, 50, 60, and beyond. Welcome, Dr. Diana Hoppy.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back.
She's back.
Thank you.
I'm back.
You're back. So happy you're here. Thank you for coming back.
And my pleasure.
Looking forward to doing more of a Q&A and covering some questions that, came up from your first episode and also what you hear in the office. And then also go into more about your website and what a great resource it is for women, medical resource and community resource for women. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
So let's kind of talk about that. Well, first of all, did you get a lot of comments or anything feedback from the last time you were here?
Yeah. People love the podcast. They liked that it had information, but it's also so fun. And you guys are so energetic that it made people want to continue listening.
Oh.
And the information, I think some people had to go over it over and over, like mm-hmm. re-listen, if you should say, or re-record it, whatever, to really process all that we covered,
because
there
covered
was a lot in that episode. And that's why I think it's great to have me back. But I thought it was fun, and everyone loved it. And I put it on my Amazing Over 40 site, and so people really enjoyed that. So thank you for having me. It was so fun.
No, I'm glad you had a great time, and we loved it. And what I was really going at is hopefully you had a lot of people respond to your website and to, what your brand is all about, because it's really a very good brand for women.
I had a friend that was going to see her, not physical therapist, but you have some other type of doctor, and I don't know, but she's like, oh my God, I'm in front of Dr. Hoppy's office. from your podcast. And I go, well, go in and say hi. She goes, I'm not going to do that. So,
well, come in and say hi. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, we had a great response. And I think that our mission, your mission and my mission are very much aligned. And that's why it's so fun to work together and, and be on this podcast today.
Absolutely. Well, let's do a few questions. Because I know there are questions that I can relate to for sure. So some of these questions are just really about that come into your office every day, right? I mean, these are the common things you hear the most.
The top three, right?
Top three that you hear the most. So number one, I weigh more now than when I was pregnant with my last baby and I have a muffin top. I am so frustrated. What is happening to my body?
Yeah, that is probably the top question that comes up. And we're going to some other ones. But I think it's very frustrating for a lot of women because as we get in our late 30s, 40s, 50s, we notice our bodies are changing. Mm-hmm. And we've always been pretty able to lose weight and take control of our figures. And it's like, no problem. I'll just skip a meal and I'll get back to my weight. Well, as we get more into the, like I said, this time in life, our hormones are changing, our bodies are changing, and we don't seem like we have the same amount of control over what's happening to parts of our body. So we start noticing maybe a little muffin top, mm-hmm. maybe some areas that had some more, let's say, fatty tissue than before. And it can be very disruptive and kind of disturbing because you look in the mirror and you say, well, wait, what's happening to my body? And so that's why I think women, it's great that they can come to the site and also eventually come to my course. But it explains what's happening is that there's hormonal changes. There's also we may not be as physically active or our metabolism is not as fast as it was. Mm-hmm. We have stressors in our lives that we never had before. Potentially, and that helps makes our bodies hold on to toxins because we make cortisol. So when you get stressed, you make cortisol. That's the main stress hormone. And when we make cortisol, our bodies are making it because they think we're going to go in a kind of crisis. We're going to go into a famine. So your body holds on to weight because it says we need this extra fat because we're going to have a winter or hibernation and we're not going to be able to survive. So it's almost a survival thing. And there's other hormones also related to that. There's ghrelin and leptin and CCK. But basically, there's a lot of hormones that are involved with the whole hunger, satiety, the crisis, the holding onto fat. And so when women have struggle, it's multiple factors. It's not just them not doing something right. It's what's happening to their bodies during this time, the mm-hmm. hormonal changes, the stressors, the toxins in our environment. Like, what are we eating? Because sometimes our fat protects us against toxins. Oh. The fat actually holds on to toxins so that we don't, our blood doesn't get exposed to it. So it's actually another protective mechanism that our body has. So once we explain that to women and get them to understand it's not something they're doing wrong, it's just something they have to learn because they weren't educated. We didn't know this before, right?
Well, I think that's such a strong visual, what you just said right there, because you hear about, oh, you have to cleanse yourself of the toxins and different things. And I always just imagine, oh, it's just not healthy for you. It's just extra chemicals. But I never really thought about it from the perspective of your body is the fat is protecting you from those toxins and the function that it has. I mean, it plays a role. That is kind of that's really enlightening, I have to say, just that visual.
Yeah, and it's actually very true. And once you get that concept, I think a lot of women then say, okay, what are the toxins in my environment? Mm-hmm. And this may not just be from food, right? Mm-hmm. It could be relationships too.
Right.
Right. So our fat holds on to chemicals that are not good for us. Pesticides, we don't want that in our foods. We don't want a lot of preservatives, also not good for us. So those are some things. But when you look at the stressors like toxic relationships, maybe you're holding on to something that really is not beneficial for you, but you do it because you feel guilty or you're supposed to, or that's what a woman does. You know, you sign up for the PTA or you sign up for some VP, whatever, and you have to do it because you said you would do it. I mean, some of those things you got, I think at this point we can say, we don't need that. We can let that go. Yeah. So some of it is also learning to let go of some of the stressors that we sometimes self-impose on ourselves.
And so I heard, and this might be exactly what you're getting at, is women that tend to have a trauma or going through something really, I guess, toxic or stressful, the weight gets right in that middle section.
Right. That's a great point, Laurie, because what happens is it has to do with the cortisol again, and it has to do with how fat shifts in our bodies. So when we go through perimenopause and menopause, we have shifting levels of hormones. In menopause, we have a drop in the estrogen, and relative to that, the drop of estrogen causes fat to go into the abdominal area. It moves from the thighs and the hips up to the abdomen, and stress, cortisol, definitely packs it on to the abdominal area. So that's why when we think about the factors that go into this, it's not just don't eat one meal a day. It's no, let's look at your life. What are the things you're eating? What are the things you're drinking? Are you having enough water? What's your relationships? What's your exercise? What is maybe some traumas you just recently went through? My mom just passed like just about a month ago, and it had been a few years that I was taking care of her, and I didn't realize how much stress that was putting on me. Not that it meant she meant to put stress on me, but I had another like layer of responsibility that I didn't know how much it was affecting me. And then once she passed, I realized that I could let go of so much stuff that I started losing some weight. Mm. And it was like, wow, I never knew that that could have such an impact. So when women come in, I really get into that too. Like what other things are happening that might be affecting how much you're eating? Or is it emotional eating? Is it, you know, there's so much that's not just a 5-minute visit, like mm-hmm. here's a pill and go mm-hmm. home.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. and I've found that, you know, I have really good habits on, I don't eat a lot, other than my little sugar fix. But when I'm really focused, I don't eat bread. I'm not a big sandwich eater. I cut carbs quite a bit. And that's worked for me for years. And all of a sudden, in the last 3 years, that doesn't work so much anymore for me. And so what's frustrating is, and I talk to other women, when you're doing all the things that used to work, and now they don't work, that's when you feel like, oh, great. Now what do I do? Because my
now what's
whole,
wrong with me?
Now what's wrong with me? Because I, and so what you're saying, I understand, but almost it's like, do you have to shock your body and try something new to try to get it to like shift in a different direction? Like, is that something?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it, but I think looking overall, like at the whole body, like again, what's in your lifestyle? What are the things in your mm-hmm. life that you're stressed? There's people with work. Their work is so stressful mm-hmm. that they're never going to lose weight because even if you stop eating, your body's going to say, this is even worse. Right. I'm going to hold on even to more fat. Mm-hmm. So what we have to find is what's the best for your that individual, because everyone's unique.
Right.
I personally like the Mediterranean diet. That works for me. There's women who do intermittent fasting, have lost a lot of weight that way, and maintained it and feel good. Mm-hmm. You want something that you can do sustainably right. for a long time and you feel healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's a little of a process to say what's going to work for you, and then look at the different factors in your life, look at your exercise, look at your, again, your stressors, look at your nutrition. What are you eating? How much are you eating? Like carbs. Mm-hmm. People say carbs are bad. There's some really good carbs,
sure.
right? Which mm-hmm. I know you were alluding to. So there's some really healthy carbs. And if we can get rid of the preservatives, that in itself will help with the fat loss right. because the fat's not holding on to those toxins. So if we go around the market and we think about the grocery store, if you think going around the periphery on the outside, mm-hmm. that's where you want to shop. That's got the fresh fruits and vegetables. It's got hopefully the breads that are more fresh and whole grain. You've got the lean meats. You don't have all the frozen section or the preservatives in the middle with the crackers and the potato chips and the cookies.
Yeah.
And so I always give that
those
out.
Those are the fun aisles.
Those are the, well, they can be, but I truly try to avoid them.
Yes.
Because I know for me, mine's not a sugar issue. It's more of a salty kind of chip.
Savory.
Savory, salty. I love like chips with mm-hmm. Chardonnay. Okay. Mm. Well, that's just, you know, nighttime.
That sounds like a gourmet meal tonight.
It's absolutely. And you get a nice Chardonnay. It's a nice chips. but it, you know, in a little moderation, obviously it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like if that's every night and you're having a few glasses and then you don't really care what you're eating, that puts the pounds on and a little mm-hmm. bit over time adds up. Like even with COVID, I mean, some people really just let themselves go because they're like, it's COVID. We're at home. You know, we can, you know, they kind of let go of in a bad way in the sense
not
of what
worrying
their restraints
about it.
Were.
Yeah.
Right, right. So,
yeah,
but agree. They can always come back. There's always a way to reframe, regroup, and reset.
I like
well,
that.
I just have to say that for everyone worried about their muffin top, the top of the muffin is the best part. Okay, sorry.
She just had to say that. It's coming from the girl who doesn't have a muffin top.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you want me to respond to that.
You could if you wanted to.
It's true that muffin, the top of the muffin is the best part of the muffin, but some people don't even want a muffin.
Right?
Mean, that's true, right?
That's ching. Bum.
Yeah.
Like it.
All right.
All right. Next common, very common question, and a question that came up after our other episode was, and I'm going to say it as if I'm saying it, I don't care if I ever have sex again. I just want it over with. My sex drive is completely gone. What is that normal? What's going on?
Yes, it is normal. And this is where I think there's so much misinformation and a miscommunication between men and women, too, because men don't understand what's happening to women during this time. Hormones are changing. A lot of things are happening. The kids might be going to school, or there's so many things happening in life that it's hard to grasp why your libido all of a sudden just left. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's women that say, I don't care. I could go all my lifetime without having sex again. I love my husband. He's really attractive. We get along fine, but I really don't care about having sex ever again. And I wrote a book about women and sex drive because I wanted women to understand that it does change over time. And there are factors that affect the sex drive. So if you have the muffin top, let's say, and you're not feeling good about your body and you're not as toned as you may want to be, you're going to say, I don't want to have sex because I don't want him to look at my body. Right? Mm-hmm. Self-image, self-esteem is a big part of it. Whereas most men who love their wives, their partners, they just want to be with you. Whatever way, whatever muffin top you have, whatever it is, they want to be with you. But as women, we sometimes get that kind of media sense that we have to be a cosmopolitan, size two, da, da, da. And it's like, that's just not really reality. So that's one part of it. And then there's also the hormones that are changing. If your estrogen really plummets with menopause, it makes the vaginal tissues really dry. Mm-hmm. So pain with sex is very common. Okay. And people don't talk about that because most doctors aren't going to bring up, so are you having painful sex? They don't even want to breach the topic at first. Right. But there's a lot of things we can do for that. And that's what's so I'm so passionate about my whole site and stuff. It's because there are things we can do to make it better.
Right.
It's not like you have to just go home and be weeping because no one listened to you. If the doctor says, have a glass of wine and just deal with it, that is not the right answer. No. The answer is there's a lot of options we have here. Some hormonal, topical vaginal estrogen, some non-hormonal, some there's so many things that we have to offer that don't leave until you get something that works for you.
And just get started, right? I mean, it might not be the cocktail mix of hormones the first time out, but that's what you do. You fine tune and you find the method and the quantity and the levels that are best for you to maximize. And I can speak for myself. I am actually going in that direction and I'm really excited because I think a lot of times we think it's all in our head. And we say, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? When it's really physiological and it's out of our control. And we just have to cut ourselves a break and really serve ourselves by asking questions and getting help.
I think you nailed it on the head there that once you realize that it's nothing that you're doing wrong, it's not like some women say, well, what am I doing wrong?
Because a lot of times men go, what's wrong with you? Right?
Right. But it's not something wrong. It's just things are changing. Mm-hmm. And once we understand those changes and then find the best options for each woman because she's unique, we can do systemic, which means whole body hormone therapy. So there's women who come in my office and say, I'm going crazy. My brain's gone. I cannot think. I cannot remember why I went into this room. I cannot remember what that name of that street was, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, some of it we have to make sure it's not other things going on, like the reasons why that brain function might be declining. But hormonally, it definitely can have a factor. So talk to your doctor. There's things we can do. And if someone says, well, your labs are all normal, that's all we can do. That's not a sufficient answer. When women are perimenopausal, that is, they're still having cycles, but they may not be as regular and the hormones may be somewhat of a roller coaster, you may get labs done and your hormone levels on the labs are, quote, normal, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't discount the fact that you're having symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, irritability. I can
all
go
of
on.
Those. Yeah.
All those things. We can treat those. There's things we can do for that. You don't need to be miserable. And so when I see people come in and say, well, my doctor said I'm fine. There's nothing I can do. It makes me so angry
yeah.
that's prompted me to make my Amazing Over 40 site. Because I'm like, please share this with your friends. There are ways we can make this time of life so much better. You do not have to be sitting there, you know, crying because you're depressed. Hormones can make you depressed, too.
Yeah.
The drop of estrogen, lots of women just feel down. They feel like their bodies are horrible. They don't get along with their husband. They're irritable with the kids because they just don't get sleep. I mean, that's a normal thing that's happening. But people just say, well, what's wrong with you? Like Lori said, my husband says, well, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you, just that you don't understand what's happening.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. That kind of leads us into our next question.
Yeah, this is, Lisa and I talked at lunch, and there's moments of this for both of us, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm feeling anxious and irritable. Everything seems to tick me off, like easily triggered. My husband and I are struggling in our marriage, and we're in counseling. I'm yelling at my kids. I don't want to yell at my kids. I'm just frustrated. Can you help me?
Yes. Again, very, very common symptom or complaint, I should say. I have this list I give my patients so that we can watch them over time with mm-hmm. how they're responding to the hormones or whatever we're doing. And it's a perimenopause symptom tracker sheet. Now, on this tracker sheet, it has hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, irritability, lack of libido, all the things they say. And once they see that sheet, they're like, oh, you have a sheet for this? Yes, mm-hmm. because this is common. This is normal. This is what can happen in some women to a certain degree and some women to a lesser degree. But this is very common, and they feel like they're relieved because, oh, so it's not just me.
Yes.
They're not alone. There's so many women going through this. That's the one point where I love giving that sheet out. Now, if someone wants to do that on their app and their phone, totally fine. But basically, just to know that this is a very common thing. And when you're not sleeping, let's say you're waking up with night sweats, okay? What's happening with that is your brain is sensing a drop of the hormones, and that will then trigger the brain to actually send off signals like norepinephrine. And I think we talked about this slightly last time, but basically it makes your body feel like it's too hot. The thermostat in your brain is telling your body it's too hot. So your body makes a hot flash, like a flush. So it vasodilates. It wants to release heat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, what happens is norepinephrine is released, which makes your heart rate go faster. Mm-hmm. So you might have a palpitation and you might wake up a little startled, like, whoa, what was that? Now I feel really hot. Then you get cold because now you just sweat. So now you're freezing. And let's say that happens a few times during the night.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't allow for restful sleep.
Mm-mm.
Now you take that over consecutive days to weeks. No one's going to be happy.
You're like a new mom.
Yeah.
If you get a night rest of good sleep, it's like a complete game changer.
Right.
But if you have lack of restful sleep for that many nights, for that long, I don't see how anyone can function.
Right.
Brain fog, irritability. I mean, there's so many things. And that's where once I explain that also to my patients that come in, they're like, oh, so it's not just me being kind of like a bitch, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to be a bitch, but mm-hmm. sometimes you're just so irritable that you can't understand why everyone's just so stupid, right? when you don't really mean that they're stupid, but you have so little reserve
right.
to tolerate anything. It's like, what is so difficult for these people to get?
Yep. Well, I know. And you see red.
Well, and I feel like, you know, I'll get like really worked up over something that's just not really that worth getting worked up about. And my husband will go, hey, you're getting really worked up right now. And then I'll be like, no, I'm really not. But and then I'm like, yeah, God damn, Lisa, you are. What are you so worked up about? Calm down.
Yeah. You know, what my thing is so my husband actually is deaf in one ear from a scuba diving accident, since he was 30.
Oh.
And I've known this all the time, but now when he says, what? I just see red and then I yell it.
Oh.
So irritability.
It's irritability.
I don't want to have to repeat myself, even though I know, okay, I said
it's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
And the feeling of overwhelming and also like overcompensating, like overreacting
yes.
is also very common because you don't have any threshold of patience. There's no reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the progesterone comes in. I know last time we talked a lot about progesterone, but progesterone is going to help so you don't get the night sweats. You're going to hopefully sleep at night. You're going to be less irritable. It's more calming.
Ooh,
it's more like saying, so rather than being anxious, like, oh my God, I can't think, I feel horrible. things are just crazy. One of the things we can consider is progesterone, orally or progesterone cream, and that can really help make those symptoms just go in a, go away and just feel like, okay, now I'm feeling more calm. Why was I getting so overreactive for something that was not that big of a deal?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you that. Okay, so progesterone tends to help with those symptoms, the night sweats and calming your system down. Estrogen is more about helping with the vaginal dryness and overall chemical balance in what area, would you say?
Yeah, so with perimenopause, mm-hmm. you're still having cycles, right? Mm-hmm. The woman's still having cycles. So she's still making some estrogen. So sometimes mm-hmm. we call that an estrogen dominant state. Mm-hmm. That is, she's still making estrogen, but she's not ovulating. Mm-hmm. So when we don't ovulate, we're not making progesterone.
Okay.
And that's another thing. I have a little sheet that I talk to my patients about, because once I show them what the normal menstrual cycle is, and like they're like, oh yeah, we get that every month. This is what's going on. And I say, well, imagine this isn't as synchronous. Imagine you don't ovulate. You're just making more estrogen. And another month, no estrogen. And then you finally have a period and it's like CSI, right? The murder scene.
Right.
It's
yeah.
so much blood. You're like, what the hell, I'm hemorrhaging? Well, it's because so much of the lining built up and you didn't have the progesterone to slough it and then
Got
drop.
It.
So that's another thing. So it's, again, it's education. Once we know what's happening, it makes it so much easier to say, okay, now I get that. What can we do for that? Right. Now, some women might need a little estrogen during that time, but majority do not. Now, menopause, when there's no estrogen and no progesterone, then we can make a combination, like you said, mm-hmm. Elisa, like a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Like what's going to be the best for you? And then what's going to be best for Lori? Because it's going to be different. How right. you absorb it, how you metabolize it. And that's why you can't just say cookie cutter, this is what everyone should take.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
And you have to, again, find someone who's going to work with you, partner with you, be someone who says, I want your life to be the best it can be. And that's my goal to do that.
I love that.
I love it.
I do too. Ah, those were good. Good, good, good.
Those were great questions.
I know. What other, is there anything that like else that comes in? I mean, those are obviously your most common. Is there anything else we're missing?
Not even a question. It's more of someone who comes in who just feels hopeless. Oh. So it's not even a question. They just come in because they've gone to different doctors mm-hmm. and they just feel like they're at wit's end. Mm-hmm. So they can find me online or they've Googled like hormone specialists or something and they come to my office like, I don't know what to do. This is what's happening. And I go explain basically what we just discussed in different ways and different stages. And I give them hope.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can do something about this? Oh, yeah, easily. But we have to look at some other things, too. Let's check your labs, just see your lifestyle. Let's look at this. So let's get a good idea of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take piece by piece and get it to come back the puzzle. We will put this back together and then we're going to make it so you're going to feel better. Because there's no reason you can't.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's where I see so much, I don't know, it was hopelessness, even depression. It's kind of like resignation, mm-hmm. potentially. They're just like, well, this is how life's supposed to be, I guess. And I'm supposed to be dry and itchy and mean and not want sex. And I'm like, you know, no. It doesn't have to be that way. So
right.
that's something that's not even a question. It's more like a sensation that some women just come in and they don't know where to go. They're
right.
they're at wit's end as to where do they go for information and help.
Right. Well, we are fortunate enough to live in the same city as Dr. Hoppe, and I do visit you and you've helped me quite a bit. But there are, you know, people all over who don't have the benefit of coming to San Diego to see you. So you would encourage them obviously to, you know, if they've looked in their resources there and they're not happy with where they're at, they can also find you at Amazing Over 40. And you have a program that they can kind of focus on this with, right?
Actually, I have two programs when I think about it, because one is called Happy Hormones, which is someone, they might live in the East Coast or live somewhere not that close to me. I can do things virtually and order labs, go over the hormones, do things so that we don't necessarily have to be physically in the same room, right. but I can help them from afar. So that's called the Happy Hormones program. Mm-hmm. And it includes visits, lab work, et cetera. So that's one thing I have. Another thing is I've realized that some women just want the information. They want to know what's happening to my body and why, and share it with their friends. And that's why I've made a transformation course, which I will be having a masterclass about coming up.
Okay.
And it's called Get Your Badass Life Back. It's going to air on October 7th. It's going to be a Zoom call.
Oh.
And they can go to my Amazing Over 40 site. to get information on that. Sign up for my blog posts, which every week I write about really good topics like we're talking about, so they can have a good background even before coming to that masterclass. And then from there, if they like to sign up for the transformation course, which is a 5-module course about getting your mindset back, like getting back to say, I deserve to be badass, right?
Right.
Number 2, balancing your hormones. How do we get those balanced? Getting rid of the muffin top, getting the brain back, and then getting your badass back in the bedroom.
Oh, that's another one.
The last one, we have a bonus module that's getting your beauty back from inside, within, and without.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so that was October 7th. You said, and it's a Zoom, and they can find all of that on Amazing Over 40, right?
Right.
Get your badass self back. I love that. I have to say, you have a post on your website. It's got so much good information. I've looked at it many times. But there's one little section that you wrote about someone saying to you, Dr. Hoppe, you're a badass. And you were like, what does that mean? And that was when you'd first heard it. And when I was reading it, it really struck a chord because it reminded me of what Lori and I have felt in starting this podcast and finding ourselves and living our best lives. You know, it's not the end, it's the beginning. And I just wanted to read it, if I could, just a little bit of it. It said, I believe we all are trying to find our true selves, realizing that life is now. The time is now to start finding your own badass. Now is the time to do the things that you want to do. Travel to foreign places, have fun with friends, find new adventures, discover novel and sometimes scary new things. Yes, this involves getting out of our comfort zones and having the courage to step into this new version of ourselves, breaking barriers or boundaries that are holding us back from shining our light and passion. And I just thought that was so beautiful. I got chills just reading it.
She does have chills.
I got chills too, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really resonated with me because it's like, that's what we've been trying to do here in our little Studio 50. And it just made me so happy that we connected way back when and that you continue to come and share your...
And you are doing that. You're having women be badass by listening to your podcast and giving them encouragement and confidence to say, this is the time to be living. There's no reason you have to, you know, bury your head in the sand.
Right.
This is the time to say, screw it. The kids are going to college, you know, with your husband. Let's go travel. Let's do some stuff. And really, life is too short. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I'm not trying to be morbid or somewhat depressing. But when I saw my mom go with dementia over the last 7 years, and she had a good life. She lived to 86. But I said, I don't want to necessarily live that way for that many years. I want to be intact cognitively. I want to have fun. I want to travel. I want to do the things I want to do. And actually, next Friday, I'm going to Italy
for a week.
And so I'm going to go go to an organic farm with a friend of mine and I'm learning mi Italiano. So mi chiamo Diana. So I'm learning Italiano.
I hope you meet an Italiano.
Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed.
If she comes back with a hot Italian guy,
I love it. That will be
the trip.
You can meet him. Yeah. It's no problem. But, and then I'm going to go to Sardinia. Now, Sardinia is one of 6 zones that are called the blue zones, where the people live to over 100 and their lifestyle and the way they eat and the way they live, exercise. So I want to really look at that and I'm going to share posts about that. So go to Amazing Over 40 on Facebook or Instagram and you can follow my posts on that.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to be following along. I want to go on a trip anyway. So I'll just go.
Pasta and vino.
Are you taking lessons?
Yes. Well, I take it at CD in my car and then little book.
Okay. So you're self-teaching.
Yeah.
I love that. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, though.
Yeah.
Now they've got so many great resources to learn new languages.
Awesome.
Well, I have to add one thing to this. It has become really apparent and clear and part of our process, this thing of sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what you're doing is, for me, sisterhood is not just having people around you, but it's creating an environment where they can be open and honest and vulnerable and ask questions and relate to one another. And I absolutely think that's what you're doing with Amazing Over 40.
And that's exactly the reason the community is being built. It's a place where you can go be heard, for one, not shunned or dismissed, and be taken with respect. Also be vulnerable. You're not alone. This is the thing. That's where eventually I will have retreats. So I'm looking forward to holding retreats at different areas of the country and then across the world so that women can come together and live their best life at 40, 50, 60, and beyond, because now's the time.
Now's
just like
the
you
time.
Said, Lisa, now's the time.
Now's the time.
No
oh,
time
my gosh.
Like the present.
That was amazing. Okay. Well, Dr. Hoppe, this is exactly what I was hoping it would be, having you back here, sharing your wisdom and knowledge and resources with us. I can't wait to check out your masterclass, which is called what? Get Your Badass Self Back. I cannot wait. Get Your Badass Self Back. October 7th, right?
Get your badass life back.
Oh,
but you could say self. It's the same
okay,
thing.
Sorry.
It's all good.
You know what?
Because it's true. It is yourself, which is your life. So
okay.
You can interchange that. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, she just needs a sandwich. I think you need a sandwich board of that moniker, because the way you say that is so passionate.
She's good.
I love
Lisa's
it.
Good.
I love it. All right. So October 7th is the masterclass. I think it's going to be not long after we play this episode. So check it out. You can also find Dr. Hoppe on Instagram at AmazingOver40, on Facebook and Instagram, and AmazingOver40.com is her website and her blogs and all of her information on all of her programs. Thank you so, so much.
Thank
I hope you.
You
have an amazing weekend. And how do you say it? Ciao.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella. Enjoy your trip.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Grazie mille.
Follow us on Instagram at She's a 10 times 5. Click on the link in our bio to listen. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to hit subscribe.